Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you on this Monday morning. Well, what a Monday morning we have. Following up on just an absolute Eagles destruction of a good Tennessee team. Not a great Tennessee team, but a good Tennessee team. And the Eagles, man, they took them apart. I mean, it was unbelievable. We'll talk about it all show. Do it with you on the phone lines, 215-592-9494. Obviously, we'll talk about the game all day, but also the possibilities that lie ahead. Because I think we all know there's a lot of thinking about what's up ahead in the midst of what certainly seems to be a really special season. All of it with you on the phone lines, 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Hi, Joe.
Hello, buddy.
Great seeing you.
You as well, man.
What a freaking day. What Incredible. A day. Yesterday leading to today. I feel like the world is good. The word almost is the longest word in the English language to have all of its letters in alphabetical order.
Wow, six letters.
Almost.
That's hard to believe.
Only six.
That's really shocking to me.
Yeah.
Really, really shocking to me. But that's actually, so I'll put that as one of his more interesting.
It's a good one.
It's a good one. It's take that to the dinner table tonight. Although, you know, apparently, the American family doesn't get together for dinner as much anymore. Yeah, but it is what it is. All right, let's hit it here. Look, guys, here's the deal. There are times as a fan to stop yourself or at least try to hold yourself back from thinking Super Bowl. I've been down this road so many times, okay? So many times. We all have, right? I mean, because we do get ahead of ourselves sometimes. We just do. I mean, I guess probably fans in any town do, but we especially here do. We swing wild. High and wild low. A 2-0 start. I mean, let's be real. Seltzer, a 2-0 start. We're talking Super Bowl.
Super Bowl!
Right? Like, Sam Bradford has a great preseason game week three. I will repeat.
10-10.
Preseason game week three of 2015. We're talking Super Bowl. So it's silliness sometimes, which is why we have to hold ourselves back sometimes or grab the friend next to you and say, yo, dude, pull it back. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not one of those times. This is not one of those times to hold yourself back. What we are seeing from the Philadelphia Eagles right now is absolute pure dominance. And it is the kind of dominance that absolutely can win a team and win a town a championship. And look, we'll get into it today at 215-592-9494. Because as we drilled down on yesterday, I mean, look, the reality is this. Hurts, awesome. MVP level. It's him and Mahomes, MVP. A.J. Brown, we know it was a game changer for the team and the organization. It's a completely different level of skill than the Eagles have had at that position since Terrell Owens about two decades ago. The pass protection yesterday, much better, much better. The pass rush, which had been my greatest concern, even though they ranked high in sacks. I thought a lot of them were against Carson. He's holding the ball. Yesterday, man, they just clobbered that opposing offensive line, and by extension, the quarterback. Pass rush was great. Run defense was great. Tackling was great. Special teams were great. Look, dream the Super Bowl dream. If there's one message I'd encourage you to take away from this show today, from me at least, it's dream the Super Bowl dream. Because this could be the year. Again. We'll take your phone calls all show, 215-592-9494. John, talk to me, man.
I agree with everything you said there, Joe. That Titans team was a good team, one of the toughest teams going, and a well-coached team. And There was a point in that game where it was 14-10. It was the second quarter.
Yep.
And I had this sinking feeling where it was, holy cow, they're going to keep it close enough where they can continue to do what they want to do. The Titans might give us a go here. And then, lo and behold, we got the ball with whatever it was, 3:43 left in the first half. We went on that drive that finished with Jalen running off the right side. A new wrinkle that I really appreciated off the riding to side stuff.
It was creative.
And
Miles Sanders is the lead edge.
Yeah, instead of Miles
blocker.
Going opposite, yep. and Jalen, having no lead blocker, Miles led the way. It was from the opposite hash, so he had plenty of room to use his speed. The touchdown made it 21-10 at the half. Now, I was a little upset with 9 seconds left. Again, nitpicking that we decided to run the ball. We could have even tacked some more on. But 21-10 at the half put us in a comfortable spot where we were in the driver's seat, where once again the complete team play put us head and shoulders above a very good team.
Yeah.
They were not a bad team. They were a good team. They were a tough team, and we made them look bad.
Yeah.
And that is a testament to the work that they put in all week long. I was worried running game, their running game, Derrick Henry. I mean, anyone with good sense was worried about Derrick Henry. And he had 30 yards, 11 carries for 30 yards. All week long, I was worried, can our pass protection hold up?
Yep.
It was better.
Yep.
And when it's not better, Jalen Hurts is so good that he can make lemonade out of the lemons.
Yep.
The special teams, wow. What a difference. And that Ellis guy,
yeah.
Christian Ellis had a huge tackle.
Set
he had
tone.
Two.
Yeah,
but
it was
tackles.
Literally the first
but
play.
But it was very noticeable. There was a different level of I don't know, fire lit under their butts. They were flying around. They were blocking better. For our returner,
yeah.
and that made everyone feel a lot better about the return game. This team, I think in part because A.J. Brown because they're close, because he's best friends with this quarterback, and the quarterback is without a doubt the leader of this team. Everyone knew how much that meant to A.J. We were motivated. We were properly motivated in all aspects of the team, all three, the offense, the defense, and the special teams just ignited yesterday. Now, there were some negative effects. The penalties, the movement penalties.
Yeah, strange.
Where, the offensive line are just a little bit too amped up. They're a little jumpy. That needs to be corrected. But holy cow, when has there been a game that was so complete that the only thing we can look at and point our finger at and
yep.
shake our old man walking stick at is the pre-snap penalties?
Which they basically busted through anyway. Most of them, many happened on the first drive. They still scored a touchdown.
Yeah.
You go back 5 yards, go back another 5 yards, get the first down anyway. Get another first down. Go back 5 yards, get another. They are a machine.
And you can see that every week defensive staffs are trying new things. They're saying, okay, well, nothing has worked against this Eagles offense so far, so we're going to do something different. And what the Titans did was they moved those safeties way up. How often can you watch a TV copy of a game and see all 11 defenders?
Yeah, very rare.
No, it never happens.
I know.
You could see all 11 because they had two deep safeties, but they pushed them way up. And what did we do? We just threw past it. they said, hey, we're going to take A.J. Brown away. We're gonna man him up, and we're going to have a safety right there to help bracket him. What did we do? Our quarterback read it out, and he said, Devontae, now's your chance. Devontae breaking it open,
yep.
opened it up for A.J. It's just we make the other team always wrong when we're right. And
well,
we were so right.
And you
yesterday.
Know what I think some of that is, John? I'll say this, and we'll get right to the phones, 215-592-9494. There's obviously terrific talent on this team. There's no question. But Sirianni's just doing a masterful job. I mean,
yeah.
it's a masterclass in coaching. And I got to give, because I don't think it's really been said enough, maybe even yet on our show, you got to give Jeffrey Lurie and Howie Roseman credit for finding the Sirianni guy. I mean, I never heard of him. Never heard of him.
Right.
I mean, I'm a pro football fan. There's 64 coordinators out there, 32 on offense, 32 on defense. I mean, not counting special teams. I never heard of Nick Sirianni. And this guy is a great coach. And Lurie and Howie found him. Seltzer, you dreaming the dream, the Super Bowl dream, man?
Yeah, man. They're the best team in the NFL.
There's no holdback here, right?
No, nor should there be.
There's no holdback.
No.
Look, it's no guarantee they're going to win, but they're, you know, almost, I don't want to say definitely, they're very, very, very likely to make the Super Bowl. They're going to face the Kansas City Chiefs or the Buffalo Bills, and over 60 minutes come mid-February, we're going to find out if they win Super Bowl number two. I mean, that's it.
Or the Bengals.
Yeah, I don't really think so. let's go.
I don't think the Dolphins might be okay.
Well, the good thing is they can only face one of those teams. Yeah. Let's go to the phones. Mike in New York kicks us off. Hello, Michael.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Mike.
Great morning, Mike.
Great morning.
Ice Cube did a movie once called Are We There Yet? And I'd like to ask you and everybody else in Philadelphia, are we there yet? Have we now seen the light? What I've been saying since week one, this team is a freaking juggernaut. They are freaking loaded. The only team that stood in our way slightly now has no quarterback. This team is got everything. This is the best team in the NFL. This might go down as the best offense the Eagles have ever had. So I don't want to hear the penalties. Wah, wah. Yeah, they played an incomplete game. Those penalties would have disrupted any other team in the league. This team still rolls. So now my theme song for my beloved Eagles every Sunday is Grooving on a Sunday Afternoon. Come on, Rich, you know the tune. Guys, Super Bowl!
All right, Mike, love the call, man. Love the passion. Jenna Cameron, John Rich, will take calls all show on 94 WIP.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.